Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games, and they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
A couple of minutes ago, Ashley called us up. Let's get her back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Ashley, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. This is going a different direction than I thought it was. Ashley says she is a world champion Facebook stalker.
That's right.
Like, if there was a Hall of Fame for this, she could do it.
Gold medal.
A couple of months ago, she and a boyfriend broke up, and it just didn't seem right to her. Like, all of a sudden, he sort of ended it, and she's like, this isn't right. So she starts going on Twitter and following him on Facebook, and she found out that dude was seeing somebody else. Mm-hmm. So we've asked you guys, look, if you need the advice of a world champion Facebook stalker, online stalker, then call us. And I thought we'd get women that were in the same situation as you with, like, exes. Mm-hmm. It's a mom that really wants your help.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so a new challenge for you.
That is a new challenge.
Hey, Cindy, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks.
All right. How old are your kids?
Well, they are 14 and 19.
Okay. 14 and 19. And you are just completely clueless on how to follow them on Facebook and stuff like that?
Yes. I've always thought that I need to get a Facebook, you know, set up and start following them there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know how honest they would be or if they would even let me be their friend. This kind of just made me think to go ahead and do that.
Ashley, what would your first piece of advice to Cindy be?
Well, is your 19-year-old in college or at home with you?
He is in college and at home about 3 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
He comes back home to see his girlfriend. But, you know, he was one of those kids that in high school, I was completely clueless. He was just the sweetest, could fool any parent kind of guy, and he was a partier. And I never found out or realized it until my liquor cabinet was empty too many times, or it just went too fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I kind of have mixed feelings about that one. Like, if you have a Facebook account or want a Facebook account and friend your 19-year-old and they don't want to friend you, better question, are you footing the bill for school, or has he got school loans in his own name?
Well, I am footing the bill, but, I mean, how would you have mixed feelings about me stalking my kids if you're going to stalk someone
at that point in college and you're technically not on your own entirely, but you're out of the house, and to some degree, the things that you're doing and how you're spending your time are up to you. Your 14-year-old, I feel like if they're on Facebook, you should be their friend. You should have their password. Mm-hmm. There's no holds barred there. They're a child.
Agreed.
And I could make him give me the password, but then again, I think they alter what they post and their information once you do that.
You're right. You're right. Not that you're going to run into with the both of them, but your 14-year-old, because they're in your house and literally they are your child under your supervision, I feel like that it's like, oh, you don't want to give it to me? Okay, well, then give your laptop. That's what my parents would have done for me. I'm 26 years old. My mom is my friend on Facebook. My dad isn't on there just because he doesn't care. But I've just always had a really, really open relationship with my parents.
So what are you saying here, Ashley, that ethically you'll help Cindy with the 14-year-old, but you won't help her with the 19-year-old?
I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's my
But what is the difference from me stalking my 19-year-old as the two of us being both adults and you stalking a boyfriend and the two of you are both adults? You don't pay for his room and board or anything.
Because you're a parent.
Yeah, it's a different situation.
It's a totally different situation. Yeah, you're a parent.
Exactly. You're his parent. So if you want to know what's going on in his life and he's your adult child or young adult child, I think it's important for you guys to open up that line of communication.
However, Cindy, the tools that she teaches you for the 14-year-old, you could certainly use on your own for the 19-year-old if you ethically wanted to do that.
That's right. And my stalking comes from a good place and a good heart and just wanting to guide my kids and help them if I can.
Yes, of course.
Well, and if there's a need.
It's not going to come from a loving place if you find out things you don't want to find out about your 19-year-old. Then it's going to come from a place of anger and discipline and everything else.
No, that is not the way I parent. That is not the way I parent. It would, yes, I would be concerned. I wouldn't be angry.
Okay.
And my concern and my love for him would provoke me to say and do things to help guide him without him even knowing. I would never want him to know. I would just want to help guide him or move him to the right place to make good choices.
Why are you shaking your head like that?
I think it takes a tough parent to really be able to do that. To know, be careful what you ask for, because you say, I could do this with no emotional attachment. I could do it without losing my temper. I could do it without, I just would guide him. And I'm like, I think that's a tough challenge for yourself on a 19-year-old.
And I guarantee you I could do it.
Hey, let me put Karen on here. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
You have some advice here for Cindy?
I do. My parents, when I were in high school, they befriended me on Facebook. And I told them, I was like, you know what, we can be friends on Facebook, but there are going to be pictures of me going out and all kind of stuff. And I really just think the best thing is you don't want to know what your kids are getting into. Because when you're in high school, you're trying, that's your rebellion period. You're trying to do everything your parents tell you not to, and you don't want to broadcast that to them.
That I totally disagree with, actually. I need to know. You have to know as a parent.
It's your parents' job to know what you're doing, because you're under their roof, and they're paying for your food and your clothes and the gas in your car, most likely.
Right. All right, so here's what I want to do with the two of you guys. What I would like to do is get your phone numbers, and we'll do a lot of this off the air, and then Ashley, if you can sort of tutor Cindy on exactly what to do with the 14-year-old, then we'll check in with you guys over the next couple of days.
Okay,
And we'll see what Cindy has found. Are you cool with that? So you can avoid the 19-year-old situation, but she's going to apply this stuff later on to the 19-year-old anyway.
You can tell.
Of course you will. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, I will do what I can.
Okay, so we got a homework assignment. We got to get you guys together on the phone and let the stalking begin. All right, hold on 1 second.
I feel like we need like champion music to go along with
that. Rocky.
Yeah.
My parents, it's so funny. I guarantee that I can. Oh, why is it that you don't want me to do my 19? Start my 19-year-old when I can start my 14-year-old. It's just, I don't, because of the defensive nature of how she reacted, I don't think she can do that to the 19-year-old and not have a reaction.
And I think, too, at 19, you got to let them leave the nest. Go make mistakes on their own.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I don't know. Especially if they're still living at the house. He lives at the house 3 times a week. And what did she say about the finances?
She was helping pay for college. Is he getting good grades? If he's getting straight A's and he's doing what he needs to do.
I do think the money factor, I think parents paying for the, I think as long as you will have any umbilical cord tied to your parents, they have a say-so.
Changes things.
But I think less of a say-so in college than high school.
Right.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in. And if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance.
You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.